For someone with addiction, deciding to get help is often the first step to recovery, but finding that help is not always easy. State-funded treatment centers can have complicated requirements and long waiting lists. A new resource center inside Cooper Green Mercy Health Services in Birmingham aims to ease the process by connecting people to treatment and provide support along the way. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen reports.
As a licensed counselor, Leslie Playa has worked at a number of addiction treatment programs. She's familiar with the admissions process and the red tape that comes with it. What she realized over time, individuals dealing with addiction are overwhelmed by it.
When people decided that they wanted to get sober, they had no idea what to do. And they would call different numbers and either people wouldn't answer or someone would say, hey, you need this type of assessment or you need this or that. And people were kind of lost.
Playa now tries to bridge that gap as the director of the Recovery Resource Center. The center opened in May in response to the opioid crisis. Its sole purpose, to link people to addiction treatment. Many staff members, called peer support specialists, are also in long-term recovery, like Melissa Beck.
You have an advocate, you have a peer support specialist, somebody that's been pretty close to where you've been, that's got a lot of empathy and says, hey, I can hold your hand and walk you through this process.
That process can be confusing, especially for someone with little or no insurance. The first step is an assessment required for state-funded programs. It grades someone's addiction and recommends a level of treatment. Recovery Resource Center performs the assessment free of charge, no appointment necessary. They search for corresponding treatment programs and help clients get there. Again, Melissa Beck.
We'll follow up with clients on a daily basis to make sure they're not running into any roadblocks. And a roadblock could be, I can't get transportation to where I need to go, or something as simple as I don't have state identification.
For some, a big roadblock is the waiting game. It's common to wait anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks to get a spot at a state-funded inpatient addiction treatment program.
This is a problem that affects people only when they're in crisis.
That's Beth Batchelor, executive director of Fellowship House, one of the biggest inpatient treatment facilities for the uninsured in Jefferson County. With over 100 people waiting for a bed, Batchelor says they can't keep up with demand. Providers are understaffed and overworked. That trickles down. And when people call to ask about the admissions process or check their status on a waiting list, they often get this.
If you must leave a message, due to very high call volumes and messages per day, messages will be returned within a 24 to 36 hour period.
That's from Alethea House, another inpatient treatment program in Jefferson County, which also has a waiting list. Batchelor says for someone with addiction, delays and confusion increase the likelihood of serious withdrawal symptoms, continued drug use, or overdose.
These are people that have asked for help. I think we should be able to help those people when they ask for it, because one of the things that makes treatment effective is timeliness.
The Recovery Resource Center doesn't change the system. The waiting list still exists, but it helps navigate it. LaShun, who asked us not to use her last name, experienced this firsthand. When alcohol use caused her psychiatric medications to stop working, her doctor referred her to the Recovery Resource Center. They got her into a detox facility and then helped her transition to an inpatient program.
I probably would not have went to rehab if I did not have that resource.
LaShun still receives phone calls from her peer support specialist. That follow-up continues for a year after a client gets sober. Director Leslie Playa says it has a big impact.
And that's the thing that we hear about from people the most. You know, thank you so much for calling. Thank you so much for getting back to me. Because it can be a really lonely process just in general.
The Recovery Resource Center is funded for 3 years through a combination of grants and community partnerships. The hope is to create a safety net, so when someone is ready to get help, they'll know where to go and they only have to ask once. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.